No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Winners and losers in the Big 12 this week. Let's do it. I'm Pete Mundo. Heartland College Sports is where you find us covering the Big 12. I will give you three winners and three losers from the week. The first thing I ask you to do is subscribe. If you don't do that, you are going to be a loser by next week when the college football season starts. So get on board. Let's get rolling. College football is right around the corner. Same thing on the podcast, 5-star rating and review. My first winner of the week, UCF fans. Good on you, UCF fans. Haven't talked a lot about this program this offseason. Frankly, I don't think there's going to be a lot to talk about. But UCF fans sold out their season ticket allotment, that's more than 27,000, for the fifth consecutive season and the sixth time since 2019. That's damn impressive for a team that's coming off, obviously, a bad couple of years since joining the Big 12. Expectations are very low for Scott Frost, and this fan base said, screw it, we're getting behind our guy, and we're going to support him. Now, do I think the stadium's going to be full every single weekend? No, I don't. Do I think that tickets on the secondary market will be fairly cheap for UCF this year? Yeah, I do. But this is a sign of faith. It's a sign of support. And at a time when these universities and these programs are trying to scrape every nickel they can together, this is an impressive showing from a UCF fan base that, frankly, I don't think has a ton to be excited about this year. Now, they can shock the world. It's entirely possible. But right now, this is a program that is having to go through a major rebuild, and you're hoping that Scott Frost can do it. But the fan base is supporting this team and this program, selling out the season ticket allotment for the fifth straight season, so three in a row in the Big 12. By the way, make sure you're liking the video right now if you're on the YouTube channel or watching on Facebook Live. My second winner of the week. How do you not go here? The University of Kansas, the Jayhawks, get a $300 million gift. $300 million. David Booth, big-time banking finance guy. His name was already on the stadium. He's bought the rules of basketball to bring it back to KU. And he just said, here's another $300 million. It is believed to be among the largest single gifts ever made to a college athletics program. So this announcement came earlier in the week. It is enormous for the University of Kansas. AD Travis Goff saying, the gift will transform KU for generations to come. David Booth's generosity reflects his deep belief in our mission and his vision for what Jayhawk athletics can achieve. That is big time. We know what this basketball program is. We, of course, know the football program is starting to turn around. Now, I've heard, as I'm sure many of you have, that a chunk of this money is going to ancillary things within the department, but a lot of it too is going to be NIL. So basically, this gives them a massive base to work with from an NIL perspective. And I know that that world is rapidly changing, but this is tremendous for the University of Kansas. where you're trying to compete year in, year out nationally in college football. Well, college basketball for sure, obviously, and now also college football. And Lance Leipold has deserved and earned the right to be able to field a very competitive team based on what he's done so far there at KU. So he's going to have money to spend. They are going to be well taken care of monetarily. Nobody at KU, at least not the major sports, are going to be able to say, we don't have the resources. You do. Not many will be able to match you. And I do wonder still, a part of me thinks that of all the teams in the Big 12, the one that actually wants out the most in a sneaky way is KU. I think that KU would jump at an opportunity to go to the Big 10. Stylistically, the academics, a cultural fit, something about it. And I'm not saying this is paving the way for that anytime soon. I'm just throwing it out there that a part of me feels like if there's a team and a program that would secretly love to leave, it's the University of Kansas. And I'll just say $300 million doesn't hurt. Not that it's happening tomorrow or next year or anytime soon. I'm just saying if you're playing the long game, it doesn't hurt. This is great on YouTube. Keith writes, someone tell Cody Campbell at Tech to go for 301 mil. You know, I don't know. Listen, Cody Campbell's a billionaire, as I understand it, but I don't know if he's David Booth billions yet. You know, I'm not quite sure he's there. David Booth is worth multiple billions of dollars. Cody Campbell might only have one or two. I might be speaking out of my lane here, but I think Booth might have him by a bit. Just my hunch. All right, my last winner of the week in the Big 12. Then we get to the losers. And let us know where you're watching from tonight. We'll give you a shout-out. We haven't done those small-town shout-outs in a while. I know you guys like those, but you got to tell me where you're watching from on YouTube, Facebook, or on X. So my third winner, John Pardee. He is going to be playing at the Big 12 halftime show coming up in December. Now, I almost put him in my loser column because I'm really not a John Pardee guy. Little whiny, tries a little too hard. Seems like a nice guy. He's not my cup of tea. I like country music and John Pardee's not my dude. But I'm putting him in the winner's column because he's a major step above freaking Neo and Nelly, who we got the last couple of years. Neo and Nelly. I mean, Brett Yormark was looking for washed up rappers and pop singers, apparently, for the Big 12 halftime show. At least we've got a guy who's had a couple of hits in the last 15 years. I mean, Neo, I remember listening to Neo in high school. I graduated high school in 2006. And it's not like there's been a run since then where anyone's thought about Neo. Nelly, God bless him. I've seen him at Arrowhead. He's done some stuff during Chiefs games. But that's going back even further. We're going back to like the early 2000s. So at least John Pardee has had hits on the charts like this decade. So we're trending in the right direction for these Big 12 halftime shows. So I didn't want to be super picky and be like, well, it's not my favorite country music guy. Pardee's good. Pardee's, big time, current, played on the radio. You'll catch him on your Spotify playlists. You know, it's not like Neo where you got to find his music in the hits from the 2000s playlists, right? Or Summer Jam 2005 playlist on Spotify. That's not the case for John Pardee. So definitely a step in the right direction by Brett Yormark and the guys and gals at the Big 12. Now we'll give you my losers. You ready for some losers this week in the Big 12? All right, let's start here. And by the way, make sure you let us know where you're watching from. Let me just see what we got here.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain-rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
We got Harry in Winter Springs, Florida. Harry, I'm glad you chimed in. My folks spent 10 years living in Winter Springs, Florida. I never lived there myself. They moved there after I left for college. But beautiful community, beautiful area. You've seen UCF grow then firsthand as a season ticket holder for 20 years, as I see here in the comments. And good for you, man. It is a beautiful, beautiful part of Florida. Great communities down there. And trying to think of where they were down there that would be relatable. I know it's a big area down in Winter Springs. But yeah, fun place. Once again, I never lived there myself, but I visited, you know, many, many times with my folks down there for 10 years. Very cool. All right. Let's get the first loser. The first loser, tortilla salesman in Lubbock. So the Big 12 voted 15-1 to issue 15-yard penalties to teams after a third instance of throwing items on the field. Texas Tech was the one that voted against it. And why? Well, because they like throwing tortillas. And they're saying they're not going to stop throwing those tortillas. So they'll have to figure out a way to toss their tortillas and not get penalized 15 yards. That's going to be a tough ask for drunk fans. But at least they're admitting it, right? I mean, Kirby Hokut is basically, and came out and basically said, that while he won't reveal details of their conversations with Big 12 ADs for the solidifying of no thrown objects onto the field, he admitted that Tech's game day environment was a big part of that discussion. So this tortilla toss has been a tradition and a hallmark of Red Raiders games for decades. And while the new rule allows the toss at kickoff with a warning, repeat offenses risk rolling back hard fought yards by the team. So that's where this becomes a potential major problem for Texas Tech football. So I don't know what you do there. It's a very difficult spot. You want to keep that tradition going, but something tells me there'll be fewer tortillas being tossed, or at least less frequently, which will hurt the tortilla salesman around Lubbock, Texas. And we'll just have to see how it plays out. But, you know, this vote that came down on Friday in the Big 12 to issue 15-yard penalties to teams after a third instance of throwing items on the field. Man, that is just clearly, I don't want to say it's directed at Tech, but it clearly hurt Tech the most, all right? And I saw one guy write on social media that as a Red Raider donor and fan, he's glad they're making the change. He said his granddaughter got hit by numerous tortillas last year and she's allergic. He also notes it's a waste of food and someone has to always pick it up. He adds here, this is not my commentary. He says he thinks it makes the fan base look bad. You know, I never viewed it that way. I thought it was a fun tradition. I mean, someone's got to clean it up. Someone's got to clean up every college football stadium after a game. Someone's getting paid to do that, right? So I don't know about that, but Tech definitely got the short end on that one. My other loser this week in the Big 12 is this TNT broadcast crew. So TNT announced commentators for the inaugural Big 12 football season. And nobody has any experience or any deep ties to the Big 12. J.B. Long, Mike Golic Jr., Allie LaForce, Champ Bailey, Takeo Spikes, Victor Cruz, Adam Lefko. Nobody with a deep tie to the Big 12 conference. You have got to be kidding me. I mean, the Big 12 couldn't have said, you know, if you're going to, like, take this on, right? If you're going to be the guys that are embracing the Big 12 for the first time, TNT, lean into it, man. Lean into it. Now, J.B. Long, who's the play-by-play guy, he put on social media that he covered Marcus Jordan at UCF. I mean, okay. And I'm sure he's a great guy. I'm just saying, that's not really a Big 12 tie to me. But not really as much the announcers, like for the game. Allie LaForce does a great job. I have not heard J.B. Long do games. Mike Golic Jr., entertainer. I've had him on my show in Kansas City. I don't know how he is as a color guy. But when you're talking about studio analysts, that's where you'd love to have some guys who know the Big 12, who played in these stadiums, who know the conference, who have been in Stillwater, who have traveled to Lubbock, who have had a tortilla thrown at them, right? They've been in Ames, Iowa in November. I'm just saying, if you're going to lean into the Big 12 like TNT is, would it kill you to have some guys who have great ties to this conference? I'm not saying they all do, but find me one. Just give me one to work with here. Jeez. Keith writes, Pete for TNT broadcaster. No. No, you don't want, I mean, you may want me there, Keith. I appreciate that, but trust me, TNT doesn't want this. They want no part of this. I'm not sure the Big 12. Wants this, to be honest. I don't think that's something they want any part of right now. I'm just, you know, listen, we're here for them. We're covering this league. We know it better than anybody. I'm just throwing that out there too. But, you know, this is your opportunity to groom some guys or gals, but, you know, let's be honest, football, I want to hear from the guys. Guys in the studio who played in this conference. This is a great place to learn. It's not College game day. It's not Big Noon kickoff. It's a place to learn, get your feet wet, find those Big 12 guys. Brandon Whedon, and I'm just thinking about guys who are out there, and I admit, I don't know what some of these guys are doing, but I'm thinking about prominent Big 12 quarterbacks over the years who might be able and would potentially present themselves well on behalf of this conference, right? There's a lot to pick from. Now, some of them I know are working in coaching. I think Kyle Kemp from Iowa State's working in coaching right now. But I'm trying to just go, like, back into the memory bank a little bit here and think about what some of these guys are up to right now, right? I mean, that's where my head goes. And if you've got ideas, pop them in right now on the show. I mean, I'd love, absolutely love to get your thoughts on who you think would be a great fit. But I'm just thinking about guys that, to me, would make a lot of sense and would at least be able to talk a little bit about these Big 12 colleges and playing on these campuses and things like that. I think that would be fantastic if we got some of that. But we don't really have any of it right now. What is, like, Graham Harrell up to? I guess he's coaching somewhere. He's bounced around a little bit. But what's a guy like him doing? Graham Harrell's at Abilene Christian as the OC, so that doesn't work. RG3, good point there, Kent. He's on the sidelines, right? ESPN blew him out. Sage Rosenfels, Seneca Wallace. I mean, we're cooking now. There's a lot of options out there. Chief Till says Colt McCoy. Nobody wants to hear from a Texas quarterback. Come on, brother. I know he knows the Big 12. I get what you're going for there, but nobody wants to see Texas on the screen. Just let's be honest. No one wants that. All right. But yeah, that's good stuff. Now, the final loser of the week, I'm going to double down on myself. So last week, and I'm doing this as much as anything as a public service announcement. Last week, I told you about how I had my wallet stolen. Or not my wallet. I had my credit card stolen out of my wallet at the gym. Well, a detective from my local police department called me this week and said that they got a guy on camera. He spent $7,500 at Best Buy with one of my business cards. And they know who he is. Or they know what he looks like. They don't know who he is. Why? Well, they don't think he's here legally. Now, I'm not making this political at all. They believe he's with an Eastern European gang. And because he's in one of these roving Eastern European gangs, where basically what they do is they go to areas. I'm in Kansas City. They hit a bunch of gyms. They hit a bunch of stores. They, you know, steal from people. And then they move on. They might go to Des Moines. They might go to Wichita. They may go to Oklahoma City next. Tulsa, who knows? But that's what they do. They're roving Eastern European gangs. And they hit places like gyms. They try to find credit cards and lockers and things like that. They spend the money and they're out. So basically they're like, hey, I got a picture of the guy. We don't know who he is. He's not in the system. There's no way to identify him. And basically the case will stay open, likely will go inactive until this guy's potentially arrested, maybe somewhere else. And then we can piece this whole thing together. But they said, unfortunately, this is way too common, and you see it happening all the time, all over the country, but especially here in the Midwest. So there you go. It is what it is. You know, I thought I locked my locker at the gym. Maybe I didn't. They got me. They hit me. And my little bit of advice, leave as little as you possibly have to in your gym lockers. That's it. Thank goodness, though, they didn't take my wedding ring. This is my late grandpa's wedding ring. We have the same exact name. God bless him. And they didn't take the wedding ring. They could have taken that. And they didn't take the wallet, just the credit cards. Very weird. All right. That's a well done job on the YouTube channel. From Arizona Wildcat fan. Eastern European in a gym. Tommy Lloyd, please sign him. That's hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I don't know who these guys are, but people say, where are you working out? Tell us where you're working out. I don't want to roll the place under the bus. It's just the hardest gym in town. I'll leave it at that. All right. I'll leave it at that. You guys have a great rest of your day. Hey, we've got games in just over a week. Make sure you are subscribed right now to the channel, YouTube, podcast, follow us, Facebook, X. We are on Instagram as well. I like popping on the Instagram, search Heartland College Sports, find us there. And as always, the free Heartland College Sports forums are waiting for you. Like the video. We'll talk to you soon. Subscribe. Have a great day and go Big 12.